everyone. Welcome to Real Reiki, Real Life, Real Spirituality. This interactive radio show focuses not only on Reiki, but on all topics of spirituality, as well as self-healing, self-empowerment, through loving and inspiring messages. This show is unique in that you can submit your comments and questions you would like aired and discussed on the show via a recording of your voice by going to www.realreikirealife.com. You can also schedule distant healing sessions with me online by going to that same website, which is www.realreikirealife.com. I am your host, Patricia Keene, ready to love, inspire, and serve you today. Hey everyone, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me this week. In this episode, we are going to talk about a couple of things that are very common for new Reiki practitioners. I had a listener contact me on our Facebook page, and I hear these questions that she asked me all the time, not only from my own students, but from those I meet casually who are new to the Reiki world, and from my own listeners. In this episode, we are going to discuss online attunements and distant attunements, and do they really work? And we're going to talk about, do you need to get reattuned to Reiki if you feel like it is not working? We're also going to talk about overcoming self-doubt while doing Reiki. And I want you to know, I just finished recording a Reiki meditation. It's actually a companion meditation to this episode to help you reconnect to that Reiki energy, or to help it grow stronger if you are needing that at this time. And we're going to talk more about that, but we are going to use all of the healing elements of earth, wind, fire, and the archangels to help us with that reconnection. It is a powerful meditation, and I bought some new music today, so I'm excited that I was able to use that music. It kind of has a beautiful angelic chorus to it that just is heavenly. So I'm excited for you guys to listen to that. Before I get into all of this, I want to ask you if you could to please leave me a review on whatever device you are on. I do this podcast, and it takes a bit of time and expense to do the podcast, and I don't get any compensation for it, and that's okay. I do this because I love it. I do it because this is my calling. And it would really, really help me if you could, and help others as well, not just me, if you could leave a review. I don't know if Google Play offers a review option, but I do know that iTunes does. So if you could go to your podcast icon on your device, so that would be your mobile phone or your iPad, open that up, use the search option to search Reiki. And then once you search for that, you're going to see that my podcast, which is Real Reiki, Real Life, Real Spirituality. And once you click on that, you're going to scroll down to the review section. And there should be like a little pencil icon that you can click on to leave a review. And I just want to thank you in advance for allowing me into your space every week and every time you listen to this podcast. And I want to thank you for being the dedicated listeners that you are, and for leaving that feedback, because I love, love, love to hear from you. I have to admit, there are some weeks I wonder if anybody's even listening. And so when I see that there are people contacting me through Facebook, through email, or leaving reviews, that really, really helps keep me recording these podcasts, because it is important to me to know that other people are actually listening. And if I'm hearing from my listeners, so please feel free to either leave a review or to contact me via email or to message me on Facebook. And you can find my page on Facebook, which is Real Reiki, Real Life, Real Spirituality. Or you can go to my business page, which has a lot more followers than my Real Reiki, Real Life, because I don't really promote that page very often. But the other business page I have is Essential Seeds of Change, and you can look there for that as well. Okay, so thank you for that. Let's go ahead and move on. And I'm going to read the question, or this actual portion of the message that Nikki from France sent to me. And her name has been changed to protect her privacy. So I just wanted to let you know that Nikki is not her real name. So she writes, I have been quite up and down emotionally since my dog crossed over the bridge last May. Just typing it still makes my eyes sting and fill with tears. He's the very reason I found myself on this Reiki journey. I wonder if he's one of my spirit guides. I hope so. I opened up my phone not 2 weeks after he died, and an advertisement popped up somewhere promoting an animal Reiki online course. Never in a million years did I ever believe that I would be drawn to Reiki. I've never even had a Reiki session. But I clicked on it. I clicked on it because, as I understand it, energy cannot die. It can only transform. And I thought about Aragon, my dog. Could he be sending me this gift to help the other dogs at the shelter I have worked with for a few years? Well, I had to go for it. The course was on sale and the attunements could be done from a distance. I was beyond excited and studied the content every day and did myself treatments most days from May 2018 to September 2018. And then self-doubt kicked in an overwhelming way. I doubted if distance attunements really work. I doubted myself as a successful channel. I drink wine most nights and worry that this hinders my Reiki practice. I want to be wrong more than anything in the world because Reiki makes sense to me. It makes me feel like this is who I really am, but the fight with doubt is suffocating. Before I finish, may I ask you one thing? Do you think that if at one time or another I felt slight tingling for a few moments in my hands that I can successfully channel Reiki? I know you're asked this all the time. It's just, I don't know whether to ask for a reattunement from my online Reiki master. I have a friend who has learned Reiki in person. Do you think that I need to be reattuned to feel the Reiki energy work? And that was pretty much the end of that. She had other things that she was mentioning, but these were the most important things that I wanted to talk about on this episode today, because I hear them all the time. So first, I just want to thank you, Nikki, for reaching out and asking me these questions. And I want you guys to know that this is why I started this podcast. I find myself helping a lot of people new to Reiki, not necessarily with my own students, like I mentioned earlier, but when I go to healing events, when I go to local spiritual events and things like that, or when I just meet other people who have been attuned to Reiki and maybe haven't done anything with it. And Spirit told me I have a lot to share, not only with the Reiki community, but because of all the trauma and tragedy that I have suffered in my life, my own life experiences, and all the healing I had to do has put me in a place where I can share the wisdom that I have gained on a global level. And for me, sharing locally was not enough for my spiritual path or the soul contracts that I have made regarding that. So here I am, and I am always, always happy to answer any and all questions from anyone who needs help. So please, please reach out if you're ever needing any help. This is why I'm here. This is what I am doing. This is my calling in life, and it brings me immense pleasure and joy to help anybody out there who's needing help. So thank you, Nikki. I know your questions will help many other people listening to this episode. So let's go ahead and start with your first concern about if distant attunements really work. But before I get into that, I need to clarify that I have nothing against people taking online Reiki courses. I know I've mentioned online courses in the past on the show, but really the only difference between online and in-person courses is you definitely get more of the one-on-one instruction and hands-on experience when you take an in-person course. The in-person course also gives you direct access to your Reiki master teacher, and you get to know, love, and trust your Reiki master teacher during those classes. So with online courses, those experiences are not always available, and I do find that most students who take online courses need to really dedicate themselves to studying and doing a ton of hands-on practice in order to fully understand what the Reiki path and energy is all about. See, you guys, Reiki isn't just about healing others. Although that's a great and wonderful and sacred thing, Reiki is also about healing yourself. And Reiki is about healing yourself so that you can go out there and help heal others. And during this journey, so much can come up in your life that needs healing. And without direct access to a Reiki teacher, the people who take online classes can really struggle. So the answer to the question is online distant attunements definitely work. And the reason they work is I want you to think about distant Reiki. Why wouldn't distant attunements work then? For instance, we connect all the time via time, distance, and space with Honshaze Shonen, the distant healing symbol, to send distant healing to those people that we want to send healing to. So why wouldn't that same concept work in an attunement? I know those of you who have practiced distant healing know it works. So then why wouldn't practicing a distant attunement work? So just ask yourself that question. And I have personally taken both online and in-person classes. I've taken many in-person classes and many online classes. And I do have to tell you that when I did take online classes, I didn't feel like I got the same level of learning as I did in my in-person classes. So for instance, when I learned Reiki 1 and 2, I was very impatient because I'm not a patient person, believe it or not. I think the fire sign, the Sagittarius in me, is impatient. And that definitely came out because the Reiki style that I learned makes you wait 6 months before you take your Reiki master level. And I didn't want to wait that long. So I took an online Reiki master class. And while the distant healing attunement was powerful, it was an amazing spiritual experience, I did not know a darn thing about teaching Reiki. I did not know a darn thing about healing myself. I didn't know a darn thing about healing others. And part of that is too because I didn't dedicate myself as fully as I should have or needed to my own healing and practicing on people and getting more hands-on experience. And there were so many questions, so many things that I didn't understand. And because it was an online course, I didn't really have that relationship or that connection with my Reiki master teacher where I felt comfortable in contacting that person to help me. So for online people, again, distant attunements do work. But I do encourage you, if you have taken any online courses, to try to really, really dedicate yourself to your self-development, to your personal development, to your spiritual development, to your Reiki development. All those things are needed so badly. And hands-on practice is also get your hands on any living thing that you can on this planet, whether it's plants, whether it's animals, whether it's humans, whether it's anything that is living that may need your healing touch. Just start doing it. You don't have to always practice on humans or even just start sending distant Reiki. You know, if you don't have anybody to practice on, you can start doing distant Reiki. And in fact, for me and many other people that I know, distant Reiki is actually a very powerful way to develop your intuition and your psychic abilities. So I would recommend that to anybody who's taking an online course. You're going to have to do a lot more studying and a lot more development. And I'm not saying that when you take an in-person class that you don't have to do any of those things, because it's very, very important whether you take an in-person class or an online class to continue with your personal development, to continue with your Reiki development, to continue with your spiritual development, and to continue practicing your craft. So I am passionate about that. So the only thing that you can do is go inward and ask yourself, what method is right for you? If you've already taken an online course and you feel like you need an in-person course, please do so. It may just be the missing pieces that you need. Or get your hands on anything and everything related to Reiki and take what resonates with you and leave what does not resonate with you. And for those who have taken in-person classes, the same thing goes. Your Reiki journey does not end when the class ends. In fact, it's only just beginning, you guys. So again, that is another reason why I've put on this podcast, is because it is to help people who either took an online class or took an in-person class who feel like they may need that extra help. So I hope that this podcast is helping people with that process and with that journey. All right. Doubting yourself is our next topic. Hoy, that is a huge topic because you know what? Guess what, you guys? I doubt myself too. It is so normal. We are in this human existence. We are in this human body. We are in this 3D existence. So normal feelings like doubt, fear, anxiety, whatever may be, are normal. And doubting yourself doing your Reiki is normal too. You see, Reiki is a lifelong journey because we have many, many layers that need healing. But guess what? Each time we heal a layer, we are more free from that which holds us back from obtaining true happiness in this life and the next life. So you guys, please keep up the self-care, even on the days when you don't feel anything. And yes, I have many days where I feel nothing. And I have many days where I wonder sometimes if all this is even real. And even though I've been doing this for several years, I still have those moments. Because like I said, guess what? We're all human and we're going to always question. And I do challenge you to always question. Never stop learning. Never stop growing. Never stop questioning. Never stop seeking. Because it is only when you do those things that you grow. And if you ever do find yourself in a place in life where you feel like Reiki is no longer for you, that's okay too. You know, Reiki is not for everybody. It may serve a purpose in your life for many years, and it may just serve a purpose in your life very, very temporarily. Or it may not serve a purpose at all. Or it may serve a purpose for the rest of your life. Only you know those answers. I cannot tell you whether Reiki is right for you. Only you know that. And I also want to let you know that I have also given many, many sessions where I personally did not feel a thing while giving Reiki. And I was like, oh no, when they get up, they're going to be like, ugh, I wasted my money. This was a crappy session. I want my money back. But I can't tell you how many times that has happened. And when the person gets off my Reiki table, they look at me and they kind of have stars in their eyes. And those of you out there who've had this happen know what I'm talking about. But they say, this is the most powerful session that I have ever had. And I can't tell you guys how many times I have had that happen when somebody has never had Reiki or who doesn't even know what Reiki is about. And to me, that is even more confirmation that it is working. So you guys, never, ever doubt yourself. While it is awesome to feel the Reiki as you are giving it to yourself and others, just know you will not always feel it, but it is always working. Always, 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 always. I can't say that enough. And if I had my little drum icon, and maybe I'll insert that in here, my little drum noise, I will drum it into your head. Never doubt yourself. You know, doubt is actually coming from a place of fear. And you guys know my thoughts on that big fat F word. And I invite you to ask yourself, where is this doubt coming from? Doubt is fear-based, as mentioned, and where is this fear and doubt coming from? Are you doubting online attunements? Are you doubting yourself? Are you doubting if you are good enough? You know, there are so many reasons why you would doubt yourself, and maybe some of them are not listed here. So you're going to need to go inward and ask yourself why you are feeling doubt, why you are feeling fear. Use the power of Reiki to connect. Use that for your growth. Use that for your answers. And you guys, as mentioned, I did and recorded a self-Reiki meditation as a companion to this episode in helping you to reconnect to the Reiki energy or to feel like it is getting stronger. Because like I said, as soon as you clear out the old, you make room for the new. And so clearing out those doubts, those fears, all of those things that are holding you back, all those things that are keeping you stuck, all those things that are keeping you from progressing will only make room for the new. If you're feeling like you might need a reattunement, please do that with your Reiki Master teacher. But know that if you do not have access to one, you do not need to get reattuned again, because once you are attuned to Reiki, you do not need to get reattuned again. But so many people love to get reattuned because it is a very cleansing process at a very deep level. And so when you've been going through a lot in life, when you've been going through a lot of emotional stuff, when you've been going through a lot of challenges in your life, or if you're just feeling off, getting a reattunement is a great thing, but you do not need to get it ever again once you've been reattuned. Because once you have been attuned, you are attuned for life. And unless you ask for divine assistance in taking the Reiki energy away from you, it will never leave you. It will always be there. And nobody, no matter who they are and what they say or what they claim to say, can ever take that away from you. So please know that. And there was one other thing that I wanted to mention, is that Yusui Sensei encouraged his students to get reattunements, or as they call them, Reiju, as many times as needed. Now, I'm not saying you get them every day, because every day it would just become a normal occurrence and then it would just kind of lose its special effect, if that makes sense. It just kind of gets to be something that you take for granted. However, I advise, if you can, to get reattuned whenever you feel like you might need it. But again, if you don't have Reiki access, access to your Reiki master, just listen to the meditation that I recorded after this episode. And that is actually a powerful thing to help you feel that reconnection again, or to feel it stronger. And one last thing that I forgot to address was, my listener mentioned that she drinks wine every night and wondered if this could be hindering her Reiki practice, her Reiki development. Now, I can't tell her if that's happening for her. That is something that she's going to have to ask herself. What I would recommend is that if you are questioning anything in your life, whether it's drinking wine, whether it's ingesting something else, whatever practice you are doing, or food you are ingesting, or liquid you're ingesting, or drugs you may be ingesting, you need to go inward and ask yourself, is this hindering my Reiki practice? Is this hindering my spiritual practice? Is this hindering my personal development? Only you know that answer. I can't tell you what's right for you. If I tried to tell you what's right for you, then I would be nothing better than somebody who's taking your power away. And you would be giving me your power by asking me that question. And I'm here actually to empower you rather than to give you the answers. So I strongly encourage you to go inward. And if you're not getting a clear answer when you connect to the power of Reiki and ask this during a meditation, you can do other methods of divination. You can use your pendulum. You can use muscle testing if you know how to do muscle testing. You can do a tarot card reading on yourself, or you can have someone else do it on you, or even get some kind of a reading. Whatever it is that you feel drawn to get your answer, that's what you need to do. There are many methods of doing that, and there's only going to be one that really is calling your name, and I encourage you to follow that intuition. Okay, you guys, so I hope that this episode helped someone out there if they are experiencing self-doubt, or if they are needing to feel a reconnection to the Reiki energy, or if they may be doing things in their life, whether it's drinking alcohol or any other thing in your life that may be keeping you from progressing on your Reiki and spiritual journey. And as mentioned, go ahead and just keep listening, because I believe if you keep listening on your device, the next episode will play. I know it does that in iTunes. I don't know if it does that in Google Play, but if you keep listening, the next episode will play, and it will be the companion meditation for this. Thank you again, you guys, for allowing me into your space, for allowing me to share things that I have learned on my own spiritual journey, and helping you to go inward and to know the answers for yourself, and what is your truth, what is your light, what is needed for you in this moment in time. Thank you for allowing me to assist you on that journey, and thank you for helping me facilitate that for you on your healing Reiki journey. And as always, I am Patricia Keene, reminding you to always journey in light and serve with love. Namaste. To interact with us on our show, you can submit any listener questions via email or your recorded voice by going to our website at www.realreikirealife.com and using our interactive recorder to record your question or comments there. Your voice question or email may be featured, answered, and aired on an upcoming episode for a truly interactive experience. We also offer free recorded meditations as well as other free stuff. You can also schedule distant healing sessions with me on our website to help facilitate your healing journey. Until next time, I am your host, Patricia Keene, reminding you to always journey in light and serve with love.